I'm stood here with Rocky Mountain Wolf, a veteran of the 508. Can you say something about your experiences in the 508 beforehand?
Yeah, I originally started off as a crew person for a four-person team called Team Falcons, and then the next year I rode in that four-person team, and I always had the dream and aspirations of doing it solo, so I did it solo for the first time in 2004, and I'm looking forward to getting back out there again this year.
Sure, I was chatting with you before we went on the mic on the air, and it turned out you had a pretty good time back in 2004. Can you tell us something about that epic experience? It must have been twice as epic as the average 508, from what I heard.
Yeah, 04 was definitely an adventure. You know, we got to Towns Pass and we were able to climb it and go down it in daylight, which is usually pretty unheard of unless you're at the elite front end of the class. And then we made the right-hand turn into Furnace Creek, and that's when the real war started. And for my personal time, I had done about 10 hours for the first 200 miles of the race. And then from Furnace Creek to Shoshone, which is about 74 miles, took another 7.5 hours. And during that 7.5 hours, I was able to pass most of the other field in front of me and move myself up into fifth place overall. But that was moving along at a very slow pace of averaging 10 miles an hour passing people. It was crazy.
Wow, that's incredible. So have you got any tricks up your sleeve for this year? Have you ironed out the wrinkles from previous years? You got the problems sorted out, or are you still anticipating problems?
Well, this year it's basically just a matter of getting back to the fundamentals. You know, pacing yourself, especially during the first 380 miles, keeping your food, your hydration, nutrition and supplements all up to par, and just basically trying to get into a good rhythm and then really push the pace during the last half.
Sure. Pick one, Gatorade or burritos?
Burritos.
Nice, nice. Well, best of luck to you, sir. Hot on the heels of Kitten, we've got Rottweiler here. Good afternoon, Rottweiler. Is this your first 508 attempt?
It is my first 508 attempt, yes, thank you.
Are you excited?
No, I'd rather be watching the Tour de France on TV, but yeah, I guess I'll have to do this.
Are you prepared?
As prepared as I've ever been in my life, yes.
Do you have a target time here, or just going to be stoked to be finished?
I'm going to be extremely stoked to be finished, yeah. And to qualify finish, and for some reason, the number 46 is in my head, so I'm going for 46 hours.
46 sounds like a pretty reasonable and responsible sort of attitude. Do you have a favorite section that you're looking forward to? Have you ridden any of this course before?
Well, living right here in Santa Clarita, I have done the entire first stage and the second stage, actually, also. So I'm very familiar with the first two stages of this. Yeah, all the way. And actually, I did Towns Pass a week and a half ago, overnight, so just to get that out of my system. But I'm blind to the rest of the route, and I hear it's nothing but a piece of cake from there, so...
That's what I hear too, yeah. Okay, well, I hope you do well. Sounds like you're pretty prepared and got a pretty respectable, sort of reasonable time target there. So best of luck. See you at the finish line, I hope.
Just being realistic. Thanks a lot. Look forward to seeing you there.
Awesome. So I'm standing here with a veteran rider, Scorpion. Scorpion, tell me a little bit about your past here.
I've done the Furnace Creek. My first Furnace Creek was in 1998. I have done 5 solo completions, 1 team completion as Lizard Scorpion. I've DNF'd twice, with what I thought was legitimate excuses. And I'm going for a 6th solo finish. And I think I've got a good crew this year that will get me through it.
Okay.
I've got a good idea of what to expect out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to this race. I'm looking forward to good weather. We are prepared for any type of weather.
Good.
I would like to, as far as advice for other riders, is just keep going forward. Whether it's you get off the bike and have to walk for a while, throwing on some tennis shoes, walk for a while. The worst feeling in the world, because I've done it twice, is to get off that bike, go down to a restaurant, and wish that you've never gotten off, and that you feel like going back that 20 miles, getting right back on the bike, and continuing the race. The two times that I did DNF, I was unable to for medical reasons. But I really, when I got down in the restaurant, I did feel like going back and just getting on, even though physically, in one case it was my foot, I was just unable to. Physically, mentally, everything was good except for my foot.
So do you have any time expectation you would like to see yourself complete this weekend?
My biggest goal is just to see the finish line. Time expectations, as long as I finish within the, I'd say under 40 hours.
Well, thank you for sharing some time here. Any further comments?
Yeah, I'd like kind of start out with the bar set low, like Greg LeMond did in the Tour de France back in the late 80s. And then as your race progresses, you start raising that bar, that maybe I can finish a race in 38 hours. Maybe I can finish it in 36 hours. Maybe I can finish it in 34 hours. And you start raising the bar from that point. But I would not go out there with the expectation that I'm going to go out there and do this race in 30 hours. So I go out with the expectation I'm going to finish the race. It might be 40, it might be more than 40 hours, but it'll be an official finish. And then once I get out, figure out what the weather's like, figure out how I'm feeling, how the crew is, how all the equipment's working, then I start raising that bar a little bit. And started thinking, I can do this a little bit quicker.
Okay, that's some good advice. You know, we'll definitely expect to see you finish, and we hope you the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have Seal with us here. Are you veteran or rookie of the 508?
Veteran. I've done it four times.
Four times. Tell us some stories from past 508s.
In 1998, actually, I came out in crude, and the rider didn't finish, and we thought this is crazy. But then I came back in 99 and did it. It was hot, maybe 107 in Amboy. But it wasn't bad, and I came back in 2000, tried to do a better time, and end up with the same time. But I bet my time by 3-4 minutes, which is kind of strange. Came back in 2002 after Ram, and had a better time by about 30 or 40 minutes. Then in 04, I did it as a fixed gear, new category, and raced with a friend of mine who had actually crewed for me in 02, and he ended up beating me by 20 or 30 minutes.
So you're Sam Seal Beal, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
My friends are doing a four-person relay fixed gear team this year.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys. That'll be fun. Yeah. While I can. Yeah.
Any tips for fixed gear teams while you're here?
Oh, gee, I don't know what gears they're riding. I think, you know, you pick a gear that works for just about every hill except Town Pass is the right way to trade off. I walk most of Town Pass in 04.
Are you riding fixed this year?
Yes.
And what's your gearing?
42-15.
Sounds reasonable.
About a 70, I think. Yeah.
Well, best of luck with that. Are there any other solo? There's Emily Jakobczyk, so Brian.
Emily's coming back as well. She wrote it last year.
There's just the two of you doing solo fix this year?
Yeah. I'm not sure why people think it's like 10 times harder, but it's, you know, maybe 15% harder. You know, it's not 10 times. And parts of it are actually, I think, easier. It's a good course for fixed.
Well, best of luck. Can I see you at the finish line? Hope you get a personal best. We've got the Silver Foxes here, a two-person relay team. Tell us something about yourselves, how experienced you are with this sort of thing.
Well, we've done it about twice together.
This will be our second time together.
And this will be our fourth, wouldn't it, Dan? Our fourth time together?
This is your fourth and my fifth time.
Yeah. So you'll be in the Hall of Fame if I hold up.
If we finish.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
You think you will finish?
Oh, yeah, no problem. And I've been out here doing the Furnace Creek either as rider or crew since 1997. And this kind of time, this time of year comes around, and it's just the only place to be. I love this race.
I've done it once myself, and I loved it myself. Didn't do very fastly, but did well. So, quite experienced. What sort of pitfalls did you find yourself falling into the first time round? And what have you got ironed out in the time since then?
The first time John and I did it under the old format, so we had the short turnarounds, and we did about average 20-minute turns, something like that. So this will, we have to do the long turns now from station to station, so that'll be new for us. But we're looking forward to it.
So. Main thing to worry about is not going out too fast and pace yourself. It's a lot longer than you think. When you start out very fresh, you're all hyped up and whatever, and you have to take care of your legs and listen to your body and a little bit of everything, and save that for the middle part and the end part for sure. And that's where you really make up the time, is on the end. A lot of people give up or struggle and just really are in whatever. That's what really counts, is pacing and knowing the whole thing. And that takes a little, lot of thinking, body, mind, and spirit, the whole thing.
So do you guys have a target time?
Informal, yeah. We'd like to, when we did under the old format, we were just under 30 hours. This time we're looking at something in the vicinity of 32, I'm guessing. We'll see how it goes. Everything depends on weather conditions, especially wind. So we'll just have to see how it goes.
Well, best luck, guys. And sounds like you're in good shape. And see you on the finish line before Sunset Sunday.